Come on, Carol. Let's hear it. You put on, I felt the earth move under my feet without the words. You want me singing along?
Yes, that was the whole point. Let's get a little karaoke Rosie this morning.
No, let's not. I kept waiting for it. I can't remember the song having this long a lead into it.
Well, you remember when I used to be at the other location, if there were ever any lyrics that came on, everybody kind of froze because we didn't have the eye contact to know whether to bring it down, turn it back up.
That's true. That's true. All right. Well, we're here talking about the earth moving, shaking, and kind of displacing itself here with Michael Conway, chief of the Geologic Extension Service with the Arizona Geological Survey, joining us by phone from Tucson. We're talking about this fissure that was discovered and kind of publicized here just within the last couple months. Just within the last 6 or 8 weeks we've kind of found this out, or is that just when I found out about it?
No, it really has been the last 6 or 8 weeks. I think Joe Cook, who heads up Fissure Map, discovered it in probably mid-January. And immediately, once we discover something like this and it's new and fresh, we immediately get a hold of the local authorities. We get a hold of the district representatives and let them know that this is out there so that they can, if they need to, they can warn their constituents. But it was about mid-January or so when we really discovered this.
So we discovered this 2-mile fissure, and you're talking about hundreds of miles of fissures. Do we name fissures? How do we when you want to talk about this fissure as opposed to a fissure east of Eloy, and you're talking to another geologist, how do you identify fissures?
You know, we actually organize them into earth fissure study areas. And right now we have 26 earth fissure study areas distributed across south central and southeastern Arizona. So we would refer to probably the earth fissure study area. There is one named earth fissure, and that is the Y crack up on the Pinell Maricopa County border up in Chandler Heights area. It's been around for a while. It's a pretty aggressive fissure, reopens just about every monsoon season. And so caused a little bit of problems there, and it's in an area where most of the fissures are in agricultural areas. But of course, as the agricultural areas stop, if they stop growing crops and they begin to urbanize those areas, and that's what's happened up in Chandler Heights. So the Y crack is actually runs through neighborhoods up there.
You said reopens.
Yes. Yeah, these fissures have a lifespan and a life of their own, and we don't really understand that very well, because we've only been looking at them here in Arizona since about 1929. And we have not yet, I don't think, studied them thoroughly. As a survey's responsibility, what we do is we map them and we inform the public about them and inform people about the hazards. But we haven't spent a lot of time and energy, because we don't have the resources, to really understand the lifespan of these things. They form, they grow larger, and at some point they die. And we've seen old fissures that are no longer active, and they're basically filled in.
That I had no idea.
Now, so they're almost, could you describe it as being self-healing? I thought fissures only were healed by D9 bulldozers.
Yeah. You know what? They are self-healing, but it's a long span of time, and they'll heal at some point as the cause of the forces that form them drop off. These fissures form as a result of groundwater pumping and subsidence in agricultural areas. And so if the ground truly physically subsides over time, you set up a series of tensional forces around the edge of the perimeter, around the mountain ranges, and that's where we see the fissures forming.
Now, Michael, I've seen a photograph. I want to say it's dated about the 70s, but it's a man with a survey stick standing in Eloy, indicating that the entire area of Eloy has sunk like 9 feet since the 50s.
Yeah, and actually, I think that's Herb Schumann of the United States Geological Survey. He's retired, and I believe that if it's the same image that I'm thinking about, it's a telephone pole.
Yes, yes.
And it's marked 1958 or 59 at the top, and then 1985 at the bottom. So it's about a 25, 30-year span, and the amount of subsidence there is 15 feet.
The whole basin in that area has
fallen 15 feet between that time frame.
So that basin is sinking, the mountains stay stationary, and the fissures are that release point between the basin and the fixed mountain.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because most of the sinking goes on in the central part of the basin where the agriculture is occurring. But because of that, because there's subsidence all across the basin and more in the center, you set up these tensional forces along the edges of the basin, and that's where the fissures develop. They don't develop typically in the area where most of the subsidence occurs. They occur around the edges.
I don't know that area. So are there any homes in that area that would have sunk along with?
The whole town of Eloy.
So does the whole town of Eloy, yeah.
What does that do to the homes there? Do they have
foundation
issues?
Well, as long as it's settling together.
Yes.
As long as they settle together, you know, the damage may be minimal to a particular home or building. But, of course, it can have all kinds of impacts on infrastructure.
Right.
Irrigation canals can be adversely impacted by this, right, because the gradient changes.
Oh, sure.
And the gradients on those are small. And so you change it just by a foot or two, and that's a major change. Oil and gas lines have been disrupted. Roads, of course, will be cracked and have to be repaired. So it can do quite a bit of damage in areas where there's infrastructure and where urbanization has occurred.
Have those things happened yet?
Well, we're going to continue this.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to continue this conversation with Michael. We're going to need to take a little break here to catch up with bottom of the hour news. He's going to hang on, and we're going to. I want to get to the quake clusters. This fissure stuff is self-healing fissures and 2-mile-long fissures and the Y crack. Oh my goodness! Oh, but let's talk quakes when we get back with Michael Conway of the Arizona Geological Survey.
Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else.